Democratic presidential candidates Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders are campaigning in Philadelphia today, with less than 3 weeks before the Pennsylvania primary. WHYY's Katie Colinari reports that a new Quinnipiac poll shows Clinton leading Sanders in Pennsylvania by 6 points.
Thank you!
Seeming energized after losing to Bernie Sanders in Wisconsin, Hillary Clinton spoke to hundreds of union members at the Pennsylvania AFL-CIO's annual convention in Philadelphia. Unions have been some of her strongest supporters, and she touched on several issues important to them, raising the minimum wage and rejecting trade deals that could hurt workers. Clinton also made a promise.
If I'm fortunate enough to be elected president, organized labor will always have a champion in the White House and a seat at the table.
Although the audience gave her a warm welcome, Clinton took the time to criticize Sanders' ability to fulfill his campaign promises.
I am concerned that some of his ideas just won't work because the numbers don't add up.
Sanders will also speak to the same convention. The state chapter of the AFL-CIO has not endorsed a presidential candidate yet, and the National Federation of Unions has opted to stay neutral so far. Before Clinton came to the stage, Randy Weingarten, president of the American Federation of Teachers, called for unity. The AFT has endorsed Clinton, but Weingarten said she would tell her members to support Sanders should he become the nominee.
And I'm asking every member of this audience to do the same, because the stakes are too high this time to play any kind of protest vote game.
With 210 delegates at stake here, it's likely Clinton and Sanders will make many more Pennsylvania campaign stops before the April 26th primary. I'm Katie Colinari, WHYY News.